This is another success story of two sisters, Kate and Anna, not real names, who were helped by JCU Hoima Center to recover land from their late father's estate. The sisters alleged that their mother Peace, not real name, and brother Paul, not real name, had excluded them and their other five sisters from sharing 32 acres of land that belonged to their late father. This prompted the two sisters to approach our Hoima Center seeking legal assistance on the matter. Based on this background, a meditation was conducted on the 23rd of May 2019 and the family members in attendance were taught about women and girls' rights to own and inherit property. Additionally, Peace and Paul were made aware that their actions were a form of gender-based violence and were advised to give the girls equal rights to the property and to desist from any more gender-based discrimination. Upon receiving this awareness, the respondents offered 10.5 acres of land to be shared among the seven sisters. All parties were in agreement with the decision and a memorandum of understanding was signed. The JCU team made a follow-up visit on Monday, 15 June 2020 to confirm whether the terms of the MO had been followed. It was indeed a fruitful visit as the sisters were found utilizing their land. Justice was served, the family relationship had been restored and the seven girls were able to eventually enjoy their inheritance rights and be protected from a very common form of gender-based violence in Uganda. Read more. Forms of gender-based violence.